Let's get you dressed and then you can play with some money. Yes?
And yeah. That's better.
That's better?
Yeah. Pick up. Sit down now. Thomas, sit down.
Thomas, sit down, that's right. You sit down on that nice fluffy towel. Yes? What's the matter? Can you not get comfortable?
No, sit down in there.
Sit down in there?
Yeah.
Well, I think you better just sit down here on top of the towel. Otherwise, you're not going to get dry, are you?
No. Yeah. What's this mean?
What's it talking about?
What's this? A juice bed?
No, it's your clean vest. But no, you're not going to bed just yet. You've not had your tea. We've been out shopping one afternoon, haven't we?
Yeah.
You've been to playgroup this morning.
Back to lunch. Toast. Back to lunch.
That's right. You have blackcurrant juice and toast at playgroup. And then we've been shopping with Daddy this afternoon. And we've come home.
Yeah.
And your trousers are a little bit wet. So we've just had a quick...
A painting.
Painting, that's right, you were painting at playgroup, weren't you? You've painted a picture to give to Grandma and Grandad tomorrow.
Mama!
And your trousers were a little bit wet when we came home, so we've just sat you in the bath.
No.
And you're just going to put some clean clothes on.
Yeah.
But nothing too fancy. Thomas, not in your mouth. Because you'll be going to bed fairly soon.
Yeah. Mummy, big willy. Have you got a big willy? Mummy hasn't got a big willy. Mummy, three nips.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know what three nips means.
Mummy nips. Yeah. Thomas nips. Yeah. Daddy nips.
Biba nips.
Yeah.
Well, you've always said nips when you mean nipples.
Biba, I try atoms.
But I think now if you're
talking... Biba.
If you're talking about Biba nips, you obviously mean flashing lights, don't you?
Bebop.
Yes, we saw two fire engines in Stockport, didn't we?
Yeah, 3, 4, 7, 8.
3, 4, 7, 8?
Yeah.
No, I think we only saw...
Yes, the road.
Yes, we were trying to cross the road, weren't we?
Yeah.
And there were two fire engines went whizzing past with the sirens going.
The steps on there.
Do they have big steps on them?
Yeah.
Well, that's
what... Nudders.
That's where the firemen climb up into the...
No stairs.
Pardon?
No stairs.
No stairs?
No, no stairs. No stairs. Okay, no.
No stairs to climb up?
No.
No, well, it's not really a bus, is it? The fire engine isn't quite like the bus where we have steps. They've got ladders on fire engines, though.
Yeah.
They're different to steps on the bus, aren't they?
Yeah. More than anyone. Yellow. Yeah.
What's yellow? The yellow helmets?
Yes.
That the men wear?
Pippin's house.
Oh, Pippin's house. Oh, you're talking about the video again where Auntie Mabel's chip pan caught fire and Pippin rescued her by going for the fire brigade, didn't he? Oh dear, that was a big sigh. Are you thinking back to when you saw the pan on fire?
Chips,
the chip pan and the flames were leaping high, weren't they?
Yeah. Fire
up in the air. Yes, the flames were shooting.
Fire.
Fire, it was flames from the fire that were going up in the air.
Nina.
Linda.
And they fly up in the air.
They fly up in the air. You're pointing high to the ceiling, aren't you? Are you saying Linda, meaning if our house caught fire, it would go through to Linda's house, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
We better make sure that doesn't happen then.
What happens?
It doesn't happen.
Nope.
Have you had a nice day?
Yeah.
Don't say yes, say yes.
Yes.
Yes, it's the... Bang heads, that's right, you gave me a beautiful kiss. And then you bang the head with your head. Now leave the lampshade alone, Tammy.
I've done this, yes.
Yeah, Daddy, yeah, oh, Daddy will be cross. Please though, Daddy's the one that taught you to do that.
Yeah.
Mummy's the one that's cross. Cross with you both.
Poo!
No, don't be silly. Shall we put your blue socks on?
Do blue socks. Black line. Black.
We haven't got black socks, they're navy blue. Dark blue.
Really dark.
They're very dark, aren't they?
Dark now.
Dark now. Your little feet feel cold, Thomas. It's not been a very nice day today, has it?
No.
It's quite cool. It's been raining. Come on, Thomas is tired. He's a tired boy. There's a big cough. Oh, a big sneeze. I think you're making that up, aren't you? You were coughing a lot in the night, but you still managed to sleep through until...
Where the bus? This for me.
It's a buttonhole. You slept through till 10 to 7 this morning. Absolutely fantastic.
Thomas Hold.
Thomas Hold?
Yeah.
And Mummy's just doing the buttons.
Thomas Hold?
Yes, you can hold it, but Mummy's pressing the poppers. Isn't she?
Nice chat. Oh, mind. Oh, yes. Oh, mind.
Mind?
Yeah.
There you are, one leg in the pant.
Mind. Where's this one?
And this one. Down the trouser leg.
And the red one.
Shall I put your red shoe on?
Yes.
I think the other red shoe's on the stairs. I'll have to go and get it. We dropped it when we were coming down, didn't we?
Yeah. Poe on the computer.
Poe on the computer, yes. You've just been playing with Daddy, haven't you?
Poe on the computer.
Yes, Daddy's got Teletubbies on the CD-ROM. So you were looking at Poe on the computer, weren't you?
Winky, Nana, Poe, Bitsy, Nana, Winky.
Are you saying Winky for Tinky Winky?
Yeah.
Tinky Winky, Dipsy, Lala and Poe.
Hello. Nervous.
Keep talking about a yellow bus. Where have you seen a yellow bus?
With steps on it.
With big steps on it. Where have you seen a yellow bus?
With steps.
With steps. What have you seen? You're trying to jog your memory.
What's that noise?
What's that noise? It's probably... Hey, that's you being cheeky. No, Thomas, that's not nice. No, you don't spit. It's not nice. Stop it. Oh, well, Demetria will really love you for that one. Won't she? That'll have done her hearing a world of good. Or Elaine. Or is it Kathy? Somebody.
Yeah.
Will not like you anymore because of that.
No. Postman comes. Yeah.
All right.
In the box is the big van.
That's right. When the postman empties the letterbox, he shuts the door, doesn't he, with a big bang. Here's your hairbrush. Let's smarten you up.
Not mind.
Mind. Oh, that was very nice. A big kiss for your mummy. Oh, we're having big hugs. Big hugs and kisses. Oh, Thomas, you are affectionate. Oh, you're blowing raspberries on my neck. No, steady now. Oh, you're giving mummy lots of kisses, aren't you?
Wait.
Excuse me. It's all right saying round and round and round a light. I just told you not to mess with the lampshade. You're cheeky. What are you?
Cheeky. Round and round and down.
No, not round and round again. You're not to do it. No. No. Just because you say would are, you don't always get what you want.
Pasta
coming. Yes, the pasta's cooked now.
A pan.
It's in the pan.
No.
Yes, it is in the pan.
Mummy,
Carrie, you want to look in the pan? Pasta's ready, right. Mummy will hold you up. 1, 2, 3. Uppy whoopy.
Look.
Right, do you want to look? Shall we see if it's cool?
Yeah.
That's cool. Would you like a piece? Is that nice? You've made a real mess eating that, haven't you?
Yeah.
More? Well, I think we'll wait till tea time. Just give Mummy a couple of minutes to tidy up. Will you please? No, Thomas, don't, because the pan will be hot. Don't touch it. It'll burn. Just give Mummy 2 minutes to tidy these things.
More.
And then we can have some more, yes. More pasta. Well, look, why don't you just play with some toy money for a few minutes while Mummy gets tea sorted?
No.
Well, we're going to put something with it, aren't we, for tea? Just hold on. Wait a minute. I need to just tidy away these towels. And the baby powder. What's that?
Come on, let you.
Some money, yes, we've been to the Early Learning Centre and bought some toy money, haven't we?
A brown one down the front. Yeah.
What's happened? Has it fallen on the floor?
No, see it. Oh, dear.
Was that your head? Oh dear. Well, it says not suitable for under 3 years, so we're going to...
Thomas, carry.
Thomas, carry. You help me carry all these things to the stairs.
Watch for venom.
No, we can't watch for him now. Oh, are you letting me smell your legs? Well, they smell very nice because you've just been in the bath, haven't you? Let's have a look at this
mouth. No more.
No, don't you wait that, Thomas. No, that belongs on. No, it's not a hat. It's not a hat. It's the lock for the fridge door. It looks absolutely nothing.
Oh, dear.
Well, you just banged your head, haven't you?
some money.
Yes, there's some money, look. We bought this toy money and Mummy's found an old purse.
I want some more.
You're going to get some more?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What does it say on it? Look at these. These are quite thick, aren't they?
Where my daddy's. My money.
My money. You sit on my knee and we'll look at the money. Oh, excuse me. What do you say? What do you say?
Excuse me.
Excuse me, what?
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me, please.
The money down on there.
The money down there. You want to put the money in the purse. Let's look at these, Thomas. These are a bronze colour, aren't they?
Yes.
And they're quite chunky, quite thick. And it says, the early Roman Santa Bank, £1.
£1.
And look at these. These are a silver colour, sort of silvery grey. And they've got how many sides? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and that says 50 pence.
50 pence.
And two of those.
Two of mummy.
Two of those big ones with seven sides equals one of these thick brown ones. And we've got some more with funny shapes. How many sides? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They're seven sided as well, but they're smaller than the 50 pence, and they say 50 pence.
More pasta, please.
More pasta?
Yeah.
And then we've got another one, another round one, but this is thinner and wider than the £1 coin, and it says 10 pence.
More pasta.
More pasta.
With me.
And this is a bronze colour, this is brown.
No, no, no.
And it says 2 pence.
No,
no, no, no.
No, no, no.
But it's a little bit bigger than the 10 pence.
Better,
more better. And what have we done with the 5 pence pieces and the penny pieces?
Pennies.
Shall I tell you what we've done with the pennies and the 5 pences? We've hidden them because I think they're a bit small.
Please.
And I think somebody is going to get them in his mouth and his tummy. So we've hidden them.
More pasta.
More pasta. Well, look, I tell you what, let's put this toy money in the purse. You put it in the purse.
Can I sit in your chair?
In your chair. Mind the purse.
Mind the purse?
Yeah. They're big.
Yes, that's right. Put your bib on. You must be feeling very hungry, are you?
No.
You're just excited because it's pasta for tea.
Open the wide. Good fish.
Oh, well, why do you want to look inside my mouth?
Yeah. Your teeth.
My teeth? Mm. Are they nice teeth?
A big one. Big one.
A big one? Have you got nice teeth? Oh, yes, beautiful. You brush yours twice a day, don't you? In the morning when we get up. And when's the other time you brush them?
Bedtime.
Pippin on?
Mm.
No, at bedtime. Right, will you please put the money back in the purse?
No, Mummy do it.
Oh, well, Mummy's going to start doing some tea. We've cooked the pasta, haven't we?
Yeah. Can I eat the peas?
Peas?
Peas.
You want peas with it?
No. Hold on, peas.
Hold on, peas.
Yeah. Pasta. Yes, pasta.
You like pasta, don't you?
Put a bite and crunch.
Did you say something about bite and crunch?
Yeah.
There's your pasta. I'll bring some coleslaw to go with it. And it's got cheese with it, hasn't it?
Cheese. Cheese.
Does that taste nice?
No.
You've had quite a lot to eat at lunchtime today as well. Thomas will be turning into a good boy. There's the coleslaw.
No nice. Let's eat the pasta.
Did you say no nice? Just eat the pasta?
Yeah.
Oh, but it is nice, Thomas. You like coleslaw.
Do pasta.
You can eat coleslaw as well. You've got to eat things other than pasta. And there's some apple left from lunch.
Cheese.
So I'll put the apple on the table now, even though I know you don't want to eat it yet. Mummy's not eating tea with Thomas tonight, is she?
My pasta, please.
Just a second. You really like this pasta with cheese, don't you?
Yes. Please. My pasta.
Yes, I'll get you some more pasta.
No.
In there?
No.
Yeah. In the bowl?
In the bowl. The cheese bowl.
In the cheese bowl? Well, it's pasta with cheese, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you pick out all the pasta first and then eat the cheese second.
Cheese second. Thomas, help.
Thomas, help. Are you helping to mix the pasta and the cheese together? Would you like something to drink, Thomas?
Blackcurrant, please.
Blackcurrant. Certainly, sweetheart.
Matches.
Just because I opened the cupboard, don't be cheeky and ask for Smarties.
Infants.
No, you're not getting Smarties.
Smarties are soft. No, 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 no.
Are you talking about Smarties from the shop?
No, 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 no.
From Mum and Grandad?
No, a pot shop.
Yes, they went to Stockport last week and bought some Smarties in a shop, didn't they? Well, Grandma and Grandad are coming tomorrow to babysit because Mummy's got to go to work.
Hello, baby. Blackpool. Blackpool.
Blackpool?
Yeah.
Grandma and Grandad are coming from Blackpool?
Yeah.
There we are. It's the blackcurrant juice.
There's water.
It's got water with it.
Hello, puppy.
Hello, Birdie.
Puppy. You like puppy?
Hello, Birdie. Thomas has just asked you if you're all right. She looks all right, doesn't she?
Open wide.
Open wide? Oh, I don't think you'll look inside Birdie's now. I don't think she'll let you do that. No.
What are you doing?
I think we'll get a clean plate and put some fresh food on it.
Chips. Chips on it.
But Birdie doesn't eat chips, does she?
Yes, sir.
No, she doesn't want any coleslaw either.
No. Food.
Food?
Yeah. Not fish.
I don't think it's fish tonight. No, it's rabbit in this tin.
Rabbit.
Rabbit whiskers.
Mm. smoked it.
Pardon?
What's this?
This is Purdy's food. You're eating your food.
And Purdy's food.
Eating hers. Purdy food. Purdy's food comes from a tin. Does that taste nice? We bought some storage containers today, is that a good one? In Stockport. I'll put that back in the fridge because I don't think you want any more cards, do you?
No. Purdy no sir.
No, Purdy no coleslaw. I don't think Purdy will want coleslaw.
Oh, Purdy. No.
I think Daddy's answered it upstairs. Don't you? There are some peas there.
Yeah. Putting peas. Water on them.
They got water on them. Are they not nice?
No.
No.
That one dirty.
Dirty?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think they're dirty, Thomas. Just Mummy hasn't drained them very well. Would you like some more pasta?
No, we drop more in there.
No, we drop more in there. Does that mean yes?
Yes.
You want me to put a few more in the bowl?
Give me chips and peas.
Chips and peas? No, you have to find chips. There's some peas there, you can have those.
Chips.
Well, Grandma and Grandmother come in tomorrow, so you never know.
A baby.
Sometimes you
Thomas
get
baby.
Pardon?
Thomas baby.
Thomas baby?
Yeah.
Oh, are you Thomas, are you Grandma and Grandmother's baby still? Well, babies don't eat chips, do they?
Shortbread?
Shortbread, that's right. You usually have a shortbread biscuit, don't you?
That's
your little treat, isn't it?
Cheese.
You've got lots of cheese there, look. When Grandma and Grandma come, you often have a shortbread. Well, you nearly always have a shortbread biscuit, don't you? But sometimes you go to the chip shop. And they buy some chips because you're obsessed with talking about chip shops.
In the chip shops.
So they take you, don't they? Just so you can say you've been to a chip shop.
No, shall I
there? They don't take you every week, but sometimes. Because you don't get chips at home, do you?
Look,
no chips and peas. Sometimes Daddy treats you to chips. If you're walking past somewhere like McDonald's. Ooh, they smell nice, don't they? Oh, Thomas, Mummy's tired. Is Thomas tired?
No, we're happy. Thomas is happy.
Thomas is happy?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so pleased you're happy.
A train's happy.
Who's happy?
A train.
The train's happy?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Did you do a story? A story? Choo-choo story?
Choo-choo's what, my darling?
A story. The trailer, stop.
Trailer?
Yeah.
Oh, trailer. Choo-choo trailer, stop. And is it happy when it's stopped?
The train. It's here. It's here.
You are cheeky, yes. I couldn't tell what you were saying then. But you followed it by saying cheeky, so you must have been cheeky. Oh, what's Purdy doing now?
What's bin bags?
Watching bin bags? Well, she's jumped into the window, hasn't she, to look out of the window.
What's bin bags?
Well, no, she'll have to wait until next Monday to watch bin bags, Thomas. That was yesterday.
Thomas.
Let's pull the blind back. And then she can see. She's looking at something. Come on, boss. That's it.
Oh, let's be mad and to daddy. Let the bin bag, Thomas. The bin bag. Bin bag, Laurie.
She's watching for the bin bag, Laurie, is she?
Yeah.
Well, she's going to have a long wait, Thomas, because they're not coming today, are they?
Look, it's the big bag. The big bag.
Don't burn the table.
Run around. Chips and peas. Not chips.
You haven't got any chips. Why are you saying more chips?
No.
No.
More pasta.
More pasta? What's that little word?
More pasta, just please.
That's better. More pasta, yes, please.
Please.
You can always have more, but say please, please.
More, please.
And what do you say when you've been given something?
Please.
You say, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Well, you say tall much.
Tall much.
Because I know what you mean. It's still quite polite, isn't it?
The puppy works the white bin bag. Bin bag lorry.
The bin bag lorry?
Yeah. The fat farmer goes live. Just wave.
That's right, you waved, didn't you, yesterday?
Yeah.
You waved to the driver and he waved back, didn't he, before driving off?
Just wave. Just wave. Thomas wave. Sarah.
Thomas waved at the driver.
Me back early. Bye-bye. See you soon.
Bye-bye, bin bag lorry. See you soon.
Yeah.
But I'm quite sure if the driver saw Purdy waving, that he would wave back at Purdy. It's a doubt whether Purdy would wave. Do you think Purdy would wave at the man?
Yeah.
Yes.
Vapor. Bin bag lorry. Bin bag lorry.
The bin bag lorry.
Be my friend. Be my friend. Be my friend. Be my friend.
It's, that sounds like you're saying fan and you're actually moving your hands round and round.
Green bus.
Green bus. Well, it's a white lorry, but it's got green writing on it, hasn't it?
Yes.
And the men that come wear green uniforms.
Yeah. Green shoes.
Green shoes, yes, that's right. Green boots. Nice sturdy walking boots, aren't they?
Yeah.
To protect their feet.
Purse. Big purse.
Big purse?
Look, big paws.
Oh, big paws. Oh, yes, that's because yesterday I told you. You said that Purdy was washing her face with her feet.
Purdy upstairs, water.
Purdy upstairs at the computer. Don't do that. No, no.
Paws again. Computer, Poe.
Yes, Poe's all done on the computer. Daddy might play with you later on. So I told you last night that Purdy hadn't got feet. They were called paws.
Feet.
People have feet. Little boys and little girls and mummies and daddies. And men and ladies have feet. But animals usually have paws.
Animal paws.
Animal paws.
Mummy paws.
No, mummy hasn't got paws. Mummy's got feet and hands.
Paws. A train now.
Purdy has paws. The trains have wheels. And things like...
bus wheels.
Pardon?
Bus wheels.
Oh, yes, the bus has wheels as well. And things like horses have feet, but they're called hooves.
Hooves.
Hooves. All sorts of different names. But the same thing, really. Oh. They're all feet, aren't they?
Kiss your hand.
Oh, kiss the hand. You're kissing Mummy's hand. That's very sweet of you.
Nice.
Do you enjoy your tea?
Purdy window with bin bags.
Purdy's still at the window watching bin bags, is she? I think she might be watching Felix or Tiddles.
Purdy.
Can you hear the birds chirping next door?
Linda
and Brian. Linda and Brian's house, that's right.
Cheep, cheep.
Cheep, cheep.
Hello, hello. Bite. Purdy bite.
Purdy bite?
Yeah.
Purdy's not bitten you, has she? Has she? Oh, tell us, what do you say?
Excuse me.
What do you say?
Bitten.
That's better now, but what do you say?
Excuse me.
Excuse me. Please.
Please.
That's better.
Open it wide.
Mummy's opening wide. Yes, Mummy's yawning. Mummy didn't sleep very well last night. You slept well. But Mummy didn't. So Mummy's tired now. And you had a sleep in your pushchair in Stockport this afternoon and Mummy didn't. Mummy had to walk round and round and round the shops.
Oh dear. Poor Mummy.
Poor Mummy. Oh no, I think Mummy will survive, Thomas.
Broke. Broke one.
Broke one.
Broke Paddy.
Whoops a deer chips. I think you mean whoops a deer cheese. You've just dropped some cheese on the floor, haven't you?
Mummy.
Oh, thank you. Is that a piece of cheese for Mummy?
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
And the puddy.
Oh no, you need it, Thomas. Purdy's alright, thank you. She's just had some food. Remember when she came in through the door, Mummy put some fresh food on her plate.
Got it. Hot, Mummy. Oh.
If she eats it, Thomas, it's nice cheese.
Okay, now. Purdy wants a bin bag.
Yes, Purdy's still looking out for bin bags, isn't she?
Not Felix. Tiddles.
Do you think she's looking for Felix and Tiddles?
Yeah.
I think she's more likely to be looking for other pussycats than bin bags, don't you?
Bin bag, Dolly. Okay, cheese. You want Paddy? One Paddy.
One piece for Purdy. Would you like some more pasta?
Yes, please. No. Nice
night crunch. It's a good job Purdy didn't come for that piece of cheese because you've eaten it yourself.
big rat, Penny, run, the big mat. Run, ring mats. Run, ring mats.
Yes, there's some more pasta. Don't forget to eat your coleslaw, will you? It's brightening up a little bit now, Thomas, outside.
Shining!
Yes, the sun's shining, not very much. It did this yesterday, didn't it? It rained all through the afternoon. It was awful. And then after you'd eaten your tea, it brightened up. So Daddy took you to see the ducks at the duck pond, didn't he? You went on Sunday night with Daddy.
No, no, Daddy.
Oh yes, normally you go with Nan and Grandad to the duck pond. But Daddy took you on Sunday night.
Correct.
And he took you again last night, didn't he? More pasta?
Mm-hmm.
Are you filling your slippers with pasta? What on earth is that noise? Well, Mum's trying to get the label off this new storage box she's bought. So while you're eating your tea, I can be doing this. I've soaked it in hot water. Now, there's only one box, Thomas, and I'm busy with it at the moment. You'll just have to watch me. We've soaked it in hot water. Soaked it in water. And in theory, the label's supposed to come off.
Label.
More easily. Yes, the label off. We're taking the label off.
The label.
But sometimes I think soaking it makes it worse.
Beep. Beep.
Lots of big noise outside. Tell you what I've not heard at all today, Thomas. The ice cream van. Have you?
No, Daddy. What's happening now with Remus?
What's happening now with the ice cream bus? I don't know. I've not heard him at all. Perhaps he's not come.
No, bin bag coming.
No, the bin bag man came yesterday. I can't remember whether the ice cream man came yesterday.
But no, Remus.
Perhaps the ice cream man's on his holidays.
Remus.
Perhaps he's gone to the seaside to enjoy an ice cream from somebody else.
Yes. Oh, too sweet.
You're drinking the black currant juice now, are you? I've just realised what time it is. I'm going to put the television on without the sound because when the news starts, you're watching Pippin. There's a picture of the bus, isn't there? The Metro in Manchester, and you like to watch that.
What's Pippin doing? Come in. Come in.
Can you see her? With no sound.
No phone.
No sound, just pictures. Ever since she were interested in buses, we've had to turn the television on just before 6:30, well, it's usually on at 6 o'clock anyway for the news, isn't it?
News.
But even if we've not managed to listen to the news, we have to put the television on, but so that when the
The BBC News starts from the northwest.
The bus, Mummy.
You can watch a picture of the bus, that's right.
Jenny,
yes, it'll be on in a minute now. Let's just watch.
Look.
Oh, you can't see, but the sun's shining through the cabinet.
Not shining.
Shining, isn't it?
Hurry
up, Eddie, we'll just draw the curtains. Is that better, Thomas? Stop laughing because I tripped over the bicycle.
Let's go.
Oh. It'll be along in a minute.
Woo! There's a bus and there's a ketchup.
Oh, I don't think you enjoyed it as much without the sound, did you? No, finish the red tea down, it's going off now. We just put it on so you can see the bus.
Mummy, down.
The sun's shining out of that window. If you look out of that window, through that window, you can see the bright sun. But it was so bright we had to close the curtains then because you couldn't see the television.
You see. Oh yes. Boop 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 boop. Boop boop boop. I said boop boop.
Boop boop is not the noise that the train makes.
But the train.
That's a funny noise, Thomas. I don't think I'd want to get on a train that made that noise. Is that the noise that the train makes when it's starting up? When it's setting off?
A window. Yeah, do it.
Some funny noises, aren't they? Have you finished with the coleslaw?
No, Mummy.
Mummy, eat it. What about the pasta? Would Thomas like a yoghurt now?
Bite.
You going to bite my finger?
Bite your finger.
Are you going to bite my finger? That's not nice, is it?
Try the finger, or Mummy cry.
Yes, Mummy will cry if you bite my finger. Yes, exactly. You're imitating what I would do.
Then.
No good thing you're going to get. I don't want my finger bitten, please. Or I should say, I don't want my finger bitten, thank you.
Bitten,
if I say please, you'll think I want it. No.
Or bite.
What about some apple?
No,
cheese? Pasta?
Down.
Coleslaw?
Down.
You really want to get down? Have you had enough?
Yes.
What about a yoghurt?
No, not to one.
Is that currants and more juice?
No. No, no. No, the brown one.
A brown one? That's an orange yoghurt. What's the daisy?
A red one.
Would you like a red yoghurt?
No. Oh. Pink.
We've got raspberry, strawberry and apricot.
Open wide.
Open wide, you want the lid taking off. Well, is that the one you want to eat? I get you a spoon. There you are, sweetheart. Let's take the lid off it.
Yeah. No nice.
What do you mean, no nice? Just drop the spoon on the floor. That's the spoon you usually like when you're eating yoghurt, isn't it?
No reach.
No reach. Well, you can't reach it, but I reached it for you. I think you've had a very busy day and you've just got off the table tired.
Dad.
Well, tomorrow we'll probably have a busy day with Grandma and Grandad. And then on Thursday, we're going to playgroup the last time as it finishes on Thursday.
Shots.
It shuts after Thursday.
No, that's why it shuts.
No, that's it. Thursday's the last time. Until next year.
Pooh.
And a lot can happen in a year. We don't know whether it'll be running next year.
Pooh.
Pooh?
Yeah.
Why are you saying pooh?
Playgroup poo.
Pardon?
Playgroup.
Playgroup poo?
Yeah.
I don't understand. And then, Thursday afternoon, we're going to a party at Brentwood Park.
Big park.
Big park. Remember the park?
Oh, I sat. Sat down.
Well, the park's probably shut now, yes, because it's evening. But we've been to parties twice before at that park. We went to Rachel's party.
Yeah.
And we went a couple of weeks ago to Ben's party. And this time it's Caitlin's party. Thursday afternoon. So we're going to that, aren't we? You're just biting on the spoon, aren't you?
Whoa.
Does it taste nice? Well, you throw the spoon down, Thomas. What are you looking at?
Ready, the postman. Ready.
You're watching what?
Not ready.
Watching something, the postman.
It's like a big bang!
That's right, when he closes the door, there's a big bang, isn't there? Well, you're eating pasta again, are you? You adore pasta, don't you? Well, you usually want fruit. You've had some grapes and apple today, haven't you? Just watching Uncle Brian. He's putting some food on the bird table.
What's my name? Asleep.
No, I don't think you can see him sitting down. He's gone back inside now, but a few minutes ago he came out with some bread and some crumbs and he put them on the bird table for the birds.
Look, a bat spoon.
Look, you mean that spoon?
No.
You have your special yoghurt eating spoon, don't you? You don't want that one either. No, do you not want the yoghurt? Oh, does it taste better when you put your finger in it? Oh.
Ready now.
What's ready now?
It's raining.
No, it's not raining. The sun's shining now. The ground's still wet though because it has been raining.
A big one.
Sandwich, your hands are so messy. Got your hands really dirty, haven't you? But at least you're eating the yogurt. A birthday present in Stockport today, didn't we? Have we bought Caitlin the jigsaw puzzle?
Yeah.
It's quite a nice one, isn't it?
The one, the first one.
No, you've got a jigsaw with a buzz on it. I didn't buy her one. I think the jigsaw you've got is more for little boys, isn't it? We've got her one, which has the alphabet on it, and some nursery rhymes, and lots of pictures. You think she'll enjoy that one? Thomas, you're making such a mess. That's not nice, is it? You put clean clothes on just before you have your tea. Does it taste better? Yeah. When you made a real mess with it? Would you like me to wipe your hands?
No.
No, you prefer to be messy, don't you? Oh dear, what a mess. You're not saying a lot, but I can hear smacking your lips. You're making nice sounds, aren't you? As if you're enjoying it.
Ah, Purdy?
Where's Purdy?
We're getting the window.
She's what? In the window?
Yeah.
What's she looking at?
Bin bags.
The bin bags?
No.
I'm sure the ice cream man must be on his holidays because we've not heard him.
Nope.
Oh, Thomas, you really are in a mess.
This is mummy.
That's the butter. I'm putting it back into the fridge.
Wash your hands.
You want to wash your hands?
They're broke.
They're not broken, no, they'll clean up, don't worry.
The main broke.
No, they're not broken, Thomas. They're just dirty, aren't they?
They broke, Anna. They broke.
Broke?
The chain broke. That's a rail. That's a deal.
I don't know what you're saying. The thing is, though, your face and hands wipe very easily with a cloth. It's your outfit that's dirty. We're going to have to wash it, aren't we? The bib didn't do much to help because you pulled the bib to one side, didn't you? Have you finished?
No.
You've not finished? Would you like some more?
No.
No. Oh, you're licking it off your sleeve, are you? Well, that saves washing. It tastes good.
I got it, Mummy.
Well, let's just clean you up.
Crumbs.
Crumbs, yes, there's lots of crumbs.
Oh, friends.
You sure your mouth's still hurting, Thomas?
No.
Your tooth?
Still on my way. Still on my way.
Thank you.
Still on my way.
Right, would you like to eat the apple, Thomas?
No, no thanks. It's not good.
No thanks, what?
It's not good.
Oh, that's right, you're putting the box back on the apple, are you? That's a good boy, you've been very helpful, aren't you?
Thank
you. Oh, well done, you managed to close the lid on the box.
Oh, one day.
Thank you. Shall I put it back in the fridge?
Please.
You might eat it before going to bed.
Yeah. I'm only in bed.
It's not like you not to eat apple, is it? Inside the fridge, yes, we put it inside the fridge. Before bedtime, we'll bring it out again and see if you want to munch on an apple. Clean up these sticky hands with soap and water. Just sponge this, but I don't want to sponge it very much, because if we get the outfit wet, it means you'll feel uncomfortable. We can just put it in the washing machine when you go to bed, can't we? Mummy's got quite a lot of washing to do tonight.
Open the light.
Open the light.
Juice is turtle.
Oh yes, and that's just where the sponge has got a hole in the middle.
A cheesy tunnel.
Does it remind you of a train tunnel?
Yeah.
And we saw some trains today, didn't we, going over the bridge in Stockport?
Tell me about a car.
Yes, we saw a car that looked like Sonia and Isabel, but it wasn't then.
A boat.
But it was a red car, it was actually the same model. You're quite clever at recognising cars, Tonya. Well, we don't have a clue about cars, but you seem to recognise. If you see a car like Grandma and Grandad's, you know immediately, don't you? And you always tell me when you see a car like Dimitri's.
What?
And you always tell me when you see a car like Sonia and Isabel's.
Stockport. Yeah.
We went shopping, didn't we?
Yeah.
We went in Daddy's car today, didn't we?
Shopping.
We didn't go on the bus, did we?
No, my dad's on there.
No, we usually have to go on the bus when it's just us on our own. Because Daddy has the car at work, but today we were chauffeur driven, weren't we?
Bit the rats. Bit the rats.
Pardon?
Bit the rats. Bit the rats.
Sorry, puppet, I can't tell what you say.
But the rat! Back and wet, back and wet.
Back and wet?
Yeah.
When it's wet and on the ground, isn't it? Yes, it's not raining, but when you look outside, everything looks wet, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't look nice.
The floor.
Wet on the floor, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, I'll pull your socks up. And trouser legs down. Oh, you've had shorts on all day. We've run out of shorts, haven't we now?
It was this window.
Just stand at the window with Birdie and watch windbags on you. I think it was a bit cool for shorts tonight as well.